Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network. To the Saint Germain Radio Show. We're really excited to have you listening to another show. As you know, we're on the first Tuesday of every month. We try to keep to that schedule unless one of us is traveling. As always, I like to give out the website at the beginning of the show. I'll start by giving out the number. If you want to call in, we'll actually be taking callers probably in about an hour or so, a little bit longer than that. The phone number is 646-716-9663. We'll give out that number again later. You're listening to the Saint Germain Radio Show and Spiritual Connections Radio. And, you know, the website, of course, is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com in case you miss any of the information I'm going to give you. Brigitte will be doing our channeling this evening. You can find out more about all the great retreats she has this year. And her website is lightbridge101.com. Of course, the music you heard at the beginning, if you were here early or during the show, is from Mike. Mike actually channels music and plays it. He has a ton of music that he has recorded that's available for download. You can find out more about his beautiful work at mikesnyderc.com. And my name's Mark. I'm basically an intuitive coach. I'll be doing the radio support in the switchboard, and I'll be giving a Diksha blessing during probably one of the first music breaks. And with that, I am going to turn this over to Brigitte.
Thank you, Mark. Well, February is a special month, isn't it? So welcome, everyone, to the Saint Germain Radio Show. So glad to have you all on board, whether you listen live or you listen to the recording, doesn't make a difference. Energy is energy, and you're all part of this incredible energy vortex that we are creating by coming together once a month like this. Why is February a special month? There's so many aspects to that. First of all, it is Max Rawson's birthday month, and I know a lot of others whose birthday are in February. So for those, it is a special month. I'm not going to congratulate Mark because the German belief system is if you congratulate before the birthday, it means bad luck. So I'm not going to do that. But it is a special month for him regardless. Now, February also marks the time where in the Northern Hemisphere, we are halfway through the winter months. So that is always a form of celebration, right? The days are getting longer. You can see more light. It is not you're leaving work and it's already dark. You actually have some light when you come home. So it gives you a little bit more lightheartedness when you experience this. And talking about lightheartedness, the month of February was Valentine's Day. It is a month of love, a month all about the heart. And so often, as we know, whenever we want to open ourselves more to love, also the memories come up of love that was not fulfilled, unrequited love, broken hearts, wounds from relationships, wounds from growing up when we felt we didn't get the love that we were supposed to get or didn't get the attention that we wanted or needed. And so Love is a little bit fickle, isn't it? It's, on the one hand, it's so beautiful, and we all desire to experience love, but yet it seems like there is so much baggage attached to it at the same time. And so how can we purify ourselves? How can we release all that heavy weight or move a relationship that we are in that we might feel stuck into a new level, either by finding a way to release it or by finding a way to heal it? And maybe healing it is a form of releasing it. So there are so many aspects to this. And so let's look together with the Hierarchy of Light at this month. This is an opportunity to even step further into oneness with our divine spiritual self. We've learned that relationships teach us about our relationship with ourselves, just like life in general teaches us about ourselves. And it's kind of that same concept with microcosm and macrocosm, like we are an aspect of God, Source, Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is, so that God, Source, Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is, can experience itself in all its different facets. So we mirror parts of the divine I Am presence back that it would like to see and learn about. And so our life is not so different. Our life is a way to mirror back to us where we might have failed us, or where we actually are victorious, where we are glorious, where we are beautiful. So it's not just the negative side, it's both sides. And I just had the experience a few weeks ago where I was going through the experience of forgiveness, and I thought very much that it was about forgiving someone, whereas I realized it really was more about forgiving myself for maybe not having made the right decisions or acted in a way that was appropriate to the situation at hand. There's so many ways that we judge ourselves. So the month of February is also about self-forgiveness, as that is a step to heal and to become whole and to move back into alignment with all that is, with our God self, with our divine self. So take this opportunity this month, whatever is left of it, on, of course, Valentine's Day, whether you are with someone or not, doesn't really make a difference. Go out and share your love with the world in whatever form feels appropriate, and let go of all expectations. Just be out there, give some random person a card, or say something really nice to random people, and just be there, be the vibration of love, be that anchor of love, and be surprised how this is going to come back to you. Be open to however it's going to come back to you. Don't put any conditions on it. And miracles happen. This is what we're here for. This is what we came here on Earth to do, is to support and assist in the ascension process to bring more love and light into the world. But that doesn't mean that we can't allow ourselves to enjoy, to also receive love and light. So be open. Be open to the little gifts that are out there, a flower that might break through the snow, or someone sending you a kind message, or whatever it is, be open to it. It will be there for you. The Hierarchy of Light will gift you with many opportunities if you allow yourself to be touched, to open your heart further. And so with this, we are going to start with the first piece of music and Mark's beautiful Diksha that brings in the divine blessing to you. So I invite you now to close your eyes and to just open your heart, to allow it to be filled up with the blessings of the divine, to be filled up, to nurture you without any conditions. Just let it come in and then allow it to enter every part of your body, your emotional body, your mental body. And whenever any thoughts come up, just breathe them out, just release them, just let them go. and see where it takes you. And for that, we are going to play this time, considering that it is the month of love, we are going to play the heart activation. And so as you listen to the heart activation, as you receive the Diksha, just be open, just receive, and just let the blessings from the divine fill you up. And then afterwards, Saint Germain or one of the masters, one of the angels will come through and will speak to you directly. So be open and enjoy this now. Greetings. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I'm with you at this time of continued awakening and transformation. I understand that for some of you, these times have been, shall we lovingly say, a little bit intense, fast-paced, even overwhelming. But this is necessary for the continued transformation of Gaia to take place. Much has been shaken up, moved around. The pot has been stirred to bring up to the surface those aspects that need healing. Why is this so important at this time? Because this time is about love. It has always been about love for every single one of you. The only true driving force there is love and overcoming lack of love. When you're really honest with yourself, any pain, any wound, any disappointment, it comes from what you experience as lack of love. But that is a misconception, because true divine love cannot lack. It simply is a temporary illusion created for you to delve deeper into your darkness, to bring more of your divinity into light, to embrace more of that darkness and bring it into the light. It is how change, it is how transformation takes place. You bring two opposing forces together, merge them into oneness, and a consciousness shift can take place. So we can do this together right now. I want you to take a few deep breaths. With every out breath, allow yourself to think deeper within your own inner self. Take deep breaths in and a deep breath out. And feel your inner alignment with the heart of the earth as well as the heart of this universe. You're safely held up in place in a state of alignment. And I invite you now to envision yourself in front of you. But don't envision your soul or your divine I Am presence. I invite you, with your eyes closed, to envision your physical self, your physical human self. So all those parts that you embrace and all those parts you reject. Whether it is a tummy that is too big, whether it's a wrinkle that is too much, whether it is something that you don't feel is perfectly formed, whether you feel too small, too big, too wide, too narrow, whatever it is, I want you to envision yourself just the way you see yourself in the mirror. And even if you can't fully see yourself, just know that standing in front of you is your physical self. So I ask you for a moment to take a look or to get a sense of that physical self. What is your relationship to that human you? Do you love it? Do you appreciate it? Are you grateful for everything that it has done up to this point? Do you reject it, or do you celebrate it? What is your relationship? Can you only focus on the pain? Can you only see your shortcomings? Or are you willing to see within that human self also divinity? Because God is all that is. That includes the physical as well as etherical. So every part of your body is divine. Everything. Are you willing to recognize that? Are you willing to accept that? Or are you attempting to do one diet after another, or one physical exercise training after another, to add another muscle to your body, or add another perfection to your body? Can you at this present moment simply accept yourself And I'm not saying that you need to stop working on yourself, but the question is, can you accept yourself with love right now for who you are in this present moment? I invite you to even reach out for a moment to your human self and just touch upon the area of the heart. Can you connect with your human heart? Does it beat strong, breathing in that human physical body easy, or is it labored? What can you sense in this connection? And are you allowing yourself to truly feel your human self, to experience your human self, or have you created more, stopping this relationship from really being an honest one? So if you're not honest with your human self, how can you receive honesty from other relationships? If you're not willing to truly see what's there, how can there be other relationships where you are seen as who you truly are? When there's a part of you that is running away from you, how can there be other relationships then where there isn't always a running away from each other, a repelling from each other? So now let's take a look at that part of you that's in front of you. Whether you're a man or a woman, it doesn't make a difference. You have feminine attributes and you have masculine attributes. The feminine attributes are about being open, being vulnerable, being willing to receive, to be creative, being willing to be patient, to wait for the right moment, and to have the strength to do so, to have the strength to maintain your position until you get divine inspiration to move. Now look at your masculine side, the side that is about giving and action and being out there and about there, moving, doing, and finding ways to express yourself through action. It is something very beautiful as well. It breeds leadership, it breeds expansion, but is there balance in that what you witness just looking at you, just look at you? Is there balance in the relationship of the masculine and the feminine side within you? Or do they battle? Does one suppress the other? Does the creative side always fight to be acknowledged and to have the freedom to exist? Or is there a mutual respect, knowing that there's a time and place for everything? That it's not one without the other, it's together in sacred union that can bring about the new child, the newborn idea, the new project, the new way of living and existing. So take a look, sense, feel. Are you at peace? Are you in harmony? Or is there a war going on? You so much seek for other relationships. And you might even feel that you've come quite a far way with your own relationship towards self. And I'm sure you have. I know, as a matter of fact, you have. But you've reached a new consciousness level. So it is time with this new consciousness level to take a new look at yourself, to get a new sense of self. Because the one that is looking right now is your divine self. Your divine self is looking through your eyes at your human self, helping you to see and understand what's needed for you to be whole, for you to be in peace and be complete. You're never alone. There are times where you feel that you're separate from us. You're separate from God. You're separate from the divine because you can't hear us. You can see, you cannot see us. The truth is you're never separate. And so simply live in the knowing that your divine self is always one with you. Always. So now, having looked at that human self of yours, step closer and allow yourself now to become one, to melt, to become one, to feel your own self is in your human self. And to acknowledge that in the depths of both of you is a beautiful divine light that is always there. It cannot be destroyed. It cannot vanish. It's always there. And to feel this divine light that is called the purity of all-encompassing love grow into a beautiful golden pink flame. It is a flame of love. Let it grow within and let it merge every part of you into oneness. Let yourself feel the healing of this divine flame of love, being one, accepting all parts of you. No longer rejecting your humanness, but accepting it for a tool of self-exploration, for a tool of ascension, for a tool that creates a space for spirit to have a home here on earth. It is your sacred temple, and let that sacred flame of love touch you so deeply that all these fences, all these thoughts and beliefs of separation start to melt and start to vanish. Let this flame expand into your emotional body, into all the feelings that you're connecting to relationships that have been painful and hurtful. I'm asking you now, are you willing to take all your wounds, all the pain, all those memories, all those emotional stuff, and put them on the altar of love to sacrifice them, to let them go? Let them go because they are not what is defining you. The times as a child where you were rejected, when you were growing up and you had your first relationship and you got disappointed. This is not who you are anymore today. This has no longer any power over you. It is not going to repeat itself because you are today who you are now, not who you were then. So are you willing, all the pains that were inflicted to you by your parents or the loss of a parent, all of that, it no longer is defining you. Put it on the altar of love. Put it into the chalice with the flame of love that is on the altar and let that flame of love absorb all the wounds, all the stories, all the emotional parts that you have been hanging on as an excuse to be afraid of love. No more excuses. Today marks the day where you say yes to love, and not conditioned love, not love that has a certain formula or looks a certain way or is a certain way, but love that is unconditional, that is free, that is open to however it comes to you. It can come to you when you look at a tree and you're touched by the tree in the most intimate, special way that can change your life forever. There is no limits to how love can touch you and change you. It doesn't always have to be through a relationship with a partner. There are many, many other ways that are necessary, often to happen first, before you can enter a healthy relationship with a partner. So are you willing to sacrifice, to put all of your past into that holy grail that holds the flame of love so that you can release it, you can let it go, you can empty yourself so that all that is left of you is your true divine self at this present moment. Your true divine self in physical form made manifest on earth to bring heaven on earth. Let it go. Breathe it out. Put it into that flame. And now expand a little further into your mental body, into your mind, into the belief system that might make you believe that you're not good enough, that it's not safe to be you, that it's not safe to be loved, that there's too much of a compromise, too much of a price to pay. All those mental limitations you tell yourself, that something is going to happen, the other shoe's going to drop, whatever those belief systems are, they're the ones that are connecting you to your emotions. They're the ones that keep the emotions alive, keep the feelings of the past alive. And I ask you to also throw them into the chalice filled with the flame of love. They are now descending 12 angels of love. They are surrounding you in your inner sanctuary where there is the altar of love. They are sending and supporting you because this is not an easy task. I might make it sound easy, but I do understand that letting go of what has given you a form of structure, even if it was the kind of structure that was holding you back, still has been something that you were able to hang on to. But these angels of love want you to let go, want you to allow yourself to just be in free fall, to be willing to be nothing, to become something that is truly your divine self. And so, as these 12 angels are stepping closer to you and as you keep releasing belief systems that no longer serves you into the chalice, there is something that is happening. You yourself feel now that it's time to let all of you go into that flame of love, that there really is nothing that you need to hang on to, that you can let go. Let go and let God to will thy will through you. And so in this moment, you're not only sacrificing and letting go of the past, but you're also letting go and sacrificing the future. Nothing matters but this present moment. Nothing matters but the love that you have for your own self right now. So the angels are now creating a circle of the fire of love around you, letting it grow until the circle becomes closer and smaller And you're standing engulfed in this fire of love. And this fire of love takes you with it. There's nothing left of you. You're now pure love. And this passion, this fire, is taking you upwards. Upwards beyond the room you've been sitting in, beyond the place where your home is, beyond the country you live in, further up towards a light that is far away from this earth. This fire is taking you beyond the solar system, beyond this galaxy, far beyond the stars that are in the constellations that are familiar to you, deep, deep into the depths of this universe. And you just are being propelled further as pure light. And you can feel and sense yourself breaking through the what appears to be the end of this known universe. And you break through those barriers only to find that there's more. And you keep moving through whatever that more appears like to be you. And the flame and the light and the love that you are propels you to move further and further until you come close to what appears to be a sphere of light that has been calling you for a long time. It is beating just like a heart beats. It is a consciousness. It has a pulse. It is a life. It is a consciousness that is so great that you know that you are coming home. You know that this is your monad. You know that at some point you stepped out of this consciousness that is so vast and all-knowing to carry out a certain service, a certain mission for this consciousness, for your monad. You can feel that this consciousness is your ultimate father-mother energy. The love, the gratitude that is coming from this consciousness is beyond everything that you've ever known in the human earthly world. And so open up your heart for this. Allow yourself to enter this consciousness and to become one, because it has released you into a specific universe for specific experiences on different planetary systems, including Earth. So now it is time for you to come home. Almost like a traveler after a long journey, coming home to share your experiences, to share what you've seen, to express the depths of what you had to go through to fulfill your mission as an extension of this incredible consciousness that you're part of. So as you enter now and allow yourself to be one, be simply open to receive the divine gift this consciousness has for you, that your monad has for you at this time of return, at this time of you to awaken further to your true self, to your home, to who you really are, and for you to accept that we are going to play in our rays of light for you to fill yourself up with the beauty of this experience. Just open up, be one with your monad, be one with that consciousness that is your father-mother energy.
You are so loved. And as your gift, the is of love infused into you for you to take back to Earth with you. Because you are a child of love. You are not a child of separation. You're not a child born in sin. You're a child of love. And you deserve to love just as you deserve to be loved. And so feel yourself being transformed by this consciousness. Feel yourself changing in the depths of yourself because you can. You can change. You can awaken to more of who you are. You know that there's purpose for you to be on Earth. This is not an accident. This is not about you simply being in a place of darkness to spread light. There is so much more about you being on Earth at this time. Fear the importance of this, the significance, the synchronicity of every lifetime you spend prior to the lifetime you live now. Everything is a continuous line of experiences, one built upon the next. There is no accident. There is not something that happened only because you made a mistake or because of karma. Even karma is part of what has propelled you to be where you need to be now, where you are to anchor your vibration frequency, your love and light now. Again, no mistake. Everything built upon each other to get you where you are now, and it shall continue to propel you further to get you where you need to be tomorrow. But you don't have to know this. Your focus can be just the present moment, just the purity of love that is available to you if you open yourself up to it, if you say yes to your true connection to your monad, to state, I am the monad. I am the monad in physical form, in action. I am that love that I was born out of because it is within me. Take that and know that to be true. And now, when you're being released back towards Earth, feel that the connection is still there, that it's not you being released to Earth to be on your own. There is an energy that connects you. There's a light, there's a ray that connects you. That ray has a unique frequency, a unique color, a unique sensation. Feel that as the angels are now taking you from your monad, from that incredible consciousness that you're part of, and taking you back into the universe where you are to anchor the divine purpose of your monad. You are to anchor the unique vibration, the unique essence that you are, into that universe. And not just into that universe, but to the finest and smallest particle of all that is. So beyond the universe, enter into the galaxy, into the solar system, knowing that you touch everything. Your presence, your consciousness in this universe, no matter where you are, is creating, is making this universe whole, is the reason why this universe came into existence. You are a building block of this universe. This universe is a child in itself, and you're part of it. You are making it complete. And the same with the galaxy, and the same with the solar system, and the same with Earth. Everything is part of each other. Without you, it could not exist. Just as without anybody else that is in this life of yours, or is on Earth at this time, or in this galaxy, or in this universe also could not exist. And so bring yourself now down towards the Earth. And just take a moment and hover above the earth and acknowledge now the importance of you being there. You bring harmony, you bring balance, you bring completion to Gaia. And so now in this knowing, you beyond any certainty can all know that there is no accident, that everything you touch, everything you say, everything you do makes a difference. You might not understand it. It might not even make sense to you. It doesn't have to. Just know that it creates a vibrational frequency that is needed at that moment for whatever transformation process needs to take place. You are a building block. You are a transformer that changes something into something else. And so look upon the earth now as an extension of yourself and you as an extension of the earth. And let yourself be drawn into the heart of Gaia now. Into the earth itself. Just for one moment, feel the pulsating life that comes from the center of the earth that you're part of and the heart that is part of you. And feel yourself expanding and reaching out to all living creatures on earth, all living things, the mountains, the lakes, the plants, the animals, all living things, as well as all the minerals, everything. Just reach out and feel the totality of your environment. And everything that you feel is part of you, and you're part of everything that you feel. And there's a love there. There's such a deep-rooted love there that is within everything because it is all divine. It is all at the heart, love. Focus on that and everything around you will change. All the relationships will change to be a new expression of that love that you hold dear to your heart. Know that to be true. You hold the power of transformation within you. You do. Trust it. Now the angels are going to take you back into your body, into your physical self that you've left behind. But burning strongly within you now is that flame of love, because that's who you are. You are love in physical form. You are love in action. Beautiful, powerful, ever-changing love that touches everything and that brings healing to everything. Believe in yourself. Know that everything in your life can change based on your willingness to not hang on to the past, to not focus on the future, but to maintain the power of now, to own the love that you are now, to own the light that you are now, to own the consciousness that you are now, and to own the connection to that incredible mother, father energy that you're part of, that is known as the monad, that works with you and through you. These are truly momentous times, but feel so uncomfortable as that you're continuing to shed layers after layers of part of you that simply no longer serves. The beautiful divine essence is now breaking free from the past. Allow yourself to be free. And by allowing yourself to be free, you allow others to do the same. My sincerest love to all of you. I am Saint Germain. And this completes this part of the journey into transmission. Now, Mark, if you can play just as a closure, the fifth ray activation of fifth ray healing music, and then we can start taking callers afterwards. Thank you. Thank you, Mark. If you could just repeat the phone number one more time in case anybody's interested. And then we can see who wants to call in.
Let's try it without being on mute. The phone number is 646-716-9663. Are you ready?
Yes.
Kimberly, you're on the air.
Hi, Saint Germain.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance to you?
Yes, my question has to do with my career at this point. I thought I was finished teaching children, but I'm back in the classroom, and I want to, well, I desire to go into some type of counseling or behavioral psychology. And my question is, how do I navigate that in the and on the path that I'm on right now?
There's still something that you are giving to the children that is important, and you are in return learning something important about yourself. It is not one without the other right now, because part of what you're experiencing in your teaching role is also going to help you with your therapeutic role that you want to take on, being a counselor, being a therapist in your own right. So just be open to reserving a certain amount of time for your counseling work once a week. Don't focus too big. Don't focus on being frustrated because you can't spend 5 days of the week doing the counseling. Just reserve a certain amount of time that you can make yourself available. And let that become the building block for something down the road. Find a place you can work out from where you do that. And you're doing it already. Don't get frustrated. Just maintain that. And you will find that changes are coming quicker than you expected. But there is still something that you have not made peace with where you are teaching now. And once that piece of the puzzle returns back to complete you, to make you whole, then everything is going to shift very quickly for you.
Okay. Okay.
Blessings to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Fanny, you're on the air.
Hello, everyone. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Greetings, Fanny. We love you, too. How can I be of assistance?
Well, everything happens for a reason. There's no mistake what came through this evening. So this past Friday, let me back up a second. There's a woman at my job that she just really enjoys putting people into fear, and she misuses her power. And I'm being called into a meeting, and the union's going to be there, HR person's going to be there. When I went in, there was no prep for. I had no idea about this meeting. I got it in an email, and when I went into the office to ask her about it, I was very upset, and she says, sorry, I can't say anything to you about it, and she starts laughing. And I'm starting to cry because I'm just so emotionally upset, and she's laughing. And this is not the first time she's done something like that. Like, even on the first day, the first meeting that I had with her when she first started in our department, I came right out and told her who, you know, I'm not like everybody else in the office. And I've had
previous experiences. So what is the question here? What is really going on here? You're
I
not a victim.
I don't know what to do with the meeting.
You're
tomorrow.
Not a victim. So all of this is teaching you what?
I know I'm not a victim, but I know whatever I say tomorrow, it's like I have a feeling it's going to fall
truth,
on deaf ears.
It's the truth, isn't it? Whatever you're going to say is your divine truth. Whatever the consequences, you will be provided for. That is how you step in. You speak your divine truth, and whatever the consequences, you shall be provided for. Align yourself with your divine I Am presence, and know that there's nothing in the outer that can hurt you. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. That fear of yours is your belief that thinks that you are less, that thinks that you're limited. Did we not just go through an experience of liberation?
Yes.
You are so much more.
As I was going through that, you received the love, and I get angry. I was getting angry.
And underneath that anger is the fear. The fear that it only happens to everybody else but you. Everybody else gets to experience that love but you. The moment you open yourself up to that love, something is going to happen that will take it away from you. The truth is, you have the power within you. What you're afraid of is to be in your power. So you're witnessing people that misuse their power to reinforce that power is a fickle thing and can be easily misused. You're not going to misuse your power. You're going to stand in your power now.
Okay.
You can do this.
So
take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. It passed. Let go of all of those experiences you had with her. This is not about her. This is about you being in alignment and being in power. And most importantly, let go of the fear of the consequences. Because no matter what will happen, you shall be provided for.
Thank you for that confirmation.
This is a test of initiation. That's what this is. This is a test of initiation where if you allow yourself to stay in alignment
and not be seduced by your fear that is underneath that anger. If you know no matter what happens, you'll be safe and you'll be okay, then you pass that test of initiation. You can do this.
Okay.
You can do this. Remember, you're not alone. It is your divine I Am presence through you that will be there at any moment in time.
So this is clear enough.
Your human self made it all about you. This is not all about you. And that's why your human self wanted to have a temper tantrum when it was about something greater than you that you're part of. But the truth is, it's not about you. It's about something greater through you that shall do the work. No accident, even the meeting, not an accident, all in perfect divine order.
Okay.
Blessings to you, my dear. You can do this, and I'm right there with you, okay?
I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Love you, too. Be at peace.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Maria, you're on the air.
Yes, and thank you very much.
Greetings, Maria. It is a blessing to be with you right now. How can I assist you?
Hi, thank you for taking me. I wanted to buy a house in Italy. You think it's a buyer? Are going to buy it?
It is a little early. The fact that you're asking the question already shows you that the time is not right now. There are certain facts that are not known to you yet. And part of it is that you're not certain where exactly in Italy you need to be. So allow the right place to make itself available for you. And then you will know what step to take. Don't rush the process. There's still something, a process that's not completed here yet. And that's why things are not happening as fast as you wanted to. Once everything is fallen into place, then a whole new avenue shall open up for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you.
It's
thank
very
you.
Important that you don't push the river. Be patient.
No, no.
Be open, and something very, very beautiful is going to develop out of this that will make your heart soar, I promise you.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank and God you. Bless you.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Catherine, you're on the air. Excuse
Hi.
Me.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. And thank you for the beautiful gifts of that message earlier. Thank you, Saint Germain. That was beautiful. I feel shiny and new already. And
good,
yes,
good.
Yes. And you touched on something that's part of my question. It's about mission and purpose. And I have been working on a project for a really long time, and I submitted it to somebody, and they weren't really pleased with it, and that's fine. So I want to make it better. Do you feel it being successful once I do finish it, and this kind of being my mission is this project and the other projects?
May I ask, is your heart in it?
Yes, 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 it is. It's a,
so
it,
do you
I'm
need anything else than knowing, do you need anything else than knowing that your heart is deeply in it? Sometimes everything is not happening as quickly as you want. It's similar to Maria who wants to buy a house because not everything is in place yet. You have to understand your project also has something to do with the level of the collective consciousness on Earth at this time. You're a little bit ahead of the game. So you not bringing that out, what you want to bring out right at this present moment doesn't mean that it's wrong or you're failing. It simply means that the times haven't caught up to that level of frequency yet. Does that make sense?
Wow, I have never thought of it that way.
And so keep on doing what you're doing. Sit with it, refine it if you want to, but know that at the appropriate time, you will find the right avenue to bring it out into the public and to see it through. It's not that in its essence it's wrong. It's just the timing is not exactly there yet. Soon. But right now there are so many things happening on a global level where darkness is coming to the surface to be healed, where consciousness shifts are taking place, that you're almost a step too fast. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good. So don't give up. Yes. Continue what you're doing. Feel good about it. Feel good about yourself. Have trust and faith that you wouldn't have brought this into creation if there wasn't some purpose to it. So believe in yourself. Believe in that what you're creating. Stay connected to your divine I Am presence. And know that the timing will come where everything will just flow beautifully.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. That was blessings what I needed to you, my dear.
Thank you. Blessings and much love to you. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
All righty. Marilyn, you're on the air.
Thank you. Hello, Saint Germain.
Greetings, Marilyn. It is always a blessing to talk to you. How can I be of assistance?
Thank you. I have had a lot going on, and I'm doing well in my consciousness and my awareness and my feeling of love and light in my life. But I had something happen to my left eye. I did go to see a doctor. And they talked about the gel in my eye kind of separating. And I'd like to heal this. I want to heal this. And I'm wondering if I haven't connected perhaps with the root of this, maybe I don't even need to do that, but I'd like to heal it. And I'd like your advice on how to do that.
In certain ways, you've strained yourself so much in your desire to connect body, soul, and spirit at all times that your body is having a little bit of a tough time catching up, this integrating some of these energy frequencies that you're bringing into you. And what that means is that the nervous system, the muscular system, your body is going through necessary changes to be in alignment with your light body.
Okay.
So part of your eye situation is the pressure that your body is under and the balancing act that your physical self is going through, balancing your masculine and feminine side, balancing above and below, allowing yourself to be in harmony. It is all part of it. I advise you to take your time. You're always putting yourself a little bit under pressure to be as much in alignment as you can, to be as perfect as you can be in spirit and physical form. So allow yourself to play a little bit more. Does that make sense? To take the pressure off of you a little bit more. To be human a little bit more. Your eyes are the windows to your soul. You're so focused on your inner world. And it's almost ironic. Usually when humans have problems with their eyes, it's the opposite. But for you, you're so focused on your soul and on your divine self that it strains your eyes. And it creates dryness and pressure. So allow yourself to just be a little bit more on the playful human side where it doesn't always have to make sense, where it doesn't always have to have purpose, where you can just play. A good vacation. A vacation even, I don't want to say from us, but I think you might understand. A vacation from
the depths that you always want to experience. Vacation, allow yourself to be, we don't want to say shallow, but to be a little less serious.
Yeah, lighthearted maybe. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Lighthearted. Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Go to the zoo. Look at animals. Don't ride a horse. Do something that you normally wouldn't do. Just do something fun.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds great. And I think you did.
Now,
like,
of course, in addition, you will need to take care of your eye. So it is not something that only goes away with playing and distressing, but it will certainly shift things to make the healing much faster. So in addition, we suggest that you also make sure you give your eye healing energy. Just put your hand on your eye and just send love and light into it. And to also follow the directive of the medicine, it's not one without the other. It's together that you're going to bring the healing about, okay?
Okay. Okay, I will do that. And thank you so much. I appreciate your support and your love. Thank you.
Very welcome, my dear. Blessings to you, and it is so.
Okay.
Hey, St. Germain, it's Mark. I was wondering if you could give me a message for my birthday this year.
The
maybe something.
Message?
Yeah,
birthday
something
message.
To.
You're going to come to another crossroad soon. And at this crossroad, you have to decide between your heart and your mind. And it's not one without the other. But the idea is for you to merge heart and mind into a new sacred union. Right now, that is not going to make so much sense until you come to that crossroad. But what you're asked to do is find ways to acknowledge a greater consciousness that is in alignment with you, that has already developed very strong rapport with you, that needs to find a new way to express itself. The way you choose to express it is up to you, but it needs you as a way to be manifested here on Earth. It can be in form of written, can be a form of speaking, it can be in form in many different forms, but it is time that you allow it the avenue to come out more and to be more presented here on Earth. And again, this will make more sense, but the pressure already has been building, and this is the year where you're going to begin a new form of being an instrument to that greater consciousness that is working with you and through you. And that's my message to you. Happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you. And we are all set.
You're very welcome. Blessings to all of you. We hope all of you celebrate this month filled with love and not anger and sadness. Stay in the present moment. Stay aligned. And know that you're always loved and never alone. I am St. Germain, and it is so. And Mark, if you don't mind, just to give it a nice closure, to play a small piece of music that might be available, maybe even play the Illuminate First Ray one more time, just to give it a little closer before all of you say goodbye. Blessings to you. I am St. Germain, and it is done. Amen.
Another great show. We'll be back on March 12th. So that's two 12s in a row. That's pretty cool. Great show.
Thank you, everybody, for calling in, for listening. It really is always such an honor and pleasure to do this and to connect with all of you in such a beautiful way. And thank you, Mike, for your beautiful music. Mike, you want to join us? You want to give your final words to this radio show?
Yeah, it was an excellent show. Thank you.
Well, thank you, everybody.
Birthday, Mark.
Yeah, thank you.
Peace out, everybody. And this is the Sanctuary Radio Show.
Good night.